أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتلو عليهم نبأ ابني آدم بالحق. The next subject matter which has been discussed now previously about the Bani Israel, that they claim to be نَحْنَ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ فَأَحِبَّاهُ, that we are the children of Allah Ta'ala and we are His favorites. In other words, Rahim also they used to say that we will not be punished but for a few days, and then we will be released from our punishment. So they regarded themselves to be very the favorites. And if a person does not become the favorite of Allah Ta'ala by any that Allah is showing here, by any lineage, but by your actions you become the favorite of Allah Ta'ala, or you become who is disliked by Allah Ta'ala. Like the Bani Israel who claimed that they were the children of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala shows that Habil and Qabil, the two children among the many other children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, they were not the children of Anbiya, but of Abul Anbiya, the father of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And it will be explained in future that the two of them is a difference between them because of marriage. And the one, Qabil, killed his brother Habil. So though they were the Sulbi, the direct children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, but that also did not stop the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Even the direct child of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he also did wrong, Allah Ta'ala had taken him to task. And that was, well, he was told that he is to marry the sister of Habil, the wife, the sister of Habil, as they were born in pairs, twins. But he wanted to marry his own sister, which was not permissible. And then Adam alayhi salatu wasalam told them that put a sacrifice. In those days, the sacrifice is to be put out, and a fire should come from the heavens, and whose sacrifice is accepted, it should burn that sacrifice. So Habil was burned, Habil remained just like that. And then he did, because of jealousy, then he did not accept the command of Allah Ta'ala also. He did not listen to his father, who was the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and the father of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So in that, Allah Ta'ala is showing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which the Jews only on the account of jealousy, that he was not born from the Bani Israel, he was born from the Arabs. And this jealousy made them not to accept Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So by this incident, Allah is illustrating to the Bani Israel directly that no matter who it is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not tutored, did not learn. He was Nabi Ummi, a Nabi that did not learn from anyone anything. He did not study any historical books, but how he showed them perfectly how they have distorted the Torah and what changes they have brought, for which the ulama of the Bani Israel, of the Jews, did not have any answer also. So, and who could have taught Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam besides Allah Ta'ala? But in spite of that, the jealousy that was in them, they did not accept Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So there is a great lesson for us to learn that whomever Allah has given privilege, honor, greatness, knowledge, piety, it can be a poor person also. It can be whoever it is, but don't have jealousy for that person. And respect and honor that person whom Allah has blessed with this great qualities. Always have great respect and honor for such a person. Don't disrespect, don't show enmity to such a person. So that is the great lesson that is taught in this ayat. May Allah give us all tawfiq to cleanse our hearts from all types of jealousy or thinking that we are the children of even that we are in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it is comes clearly that Allah tabaraka ta'ala walakin yanzuru ila a'malikum. Allah sees your actions, what your actions are. So let us not just think that I've got this title, that title, I've got this position, and that is going to save me. No, it is our actions what are going to help us. And if our actions are wrong, those actions are going to destroy us. May Allah give us all the time. Subhanallah.